Yeah, well, like I said, you can take the saddle out. Some of them, like on Gibson Tunamatics and stuff, you can take the, you undo the screw, take the saddle completely out, and you turn it around, turn the saddle around, and put it back in, and it gives you a little more movement there. One side of the saddle's flat, one side, you know, has a, you know, sticks out a little bit. And usually the saddle, when it's in right, it's the part that sticks out a little bit, the part that's going towards the, you know, when you turn the screw in too far, it hits the back of the bridge. Where if you take it and you take the saddle out, turn it around, now you got the flat part going towards the bridge. So you got more, you have more, more intonation room there. But you shouldn't have to do that. If you have trouble intonating it, then there's other factors that come into play.